Well, we've held this line for some weeks now in the pre-budget meetings. And as we said today, that the 5% increase on commercial rates, you know, in these uncertain times with the challenges that many businesses are facing coming up to the Christmas trade, the cross-border rate with sterling working against the euro area, obviously also the challenges that Brexit may bring in the future. And it's not, you know, a great message to be given to businesses seeking a 5% commercial rates increase. But what we've been trying to do all day is working with other groupings to see, can we ensure that the small business community, you know, will be able to benefit, you know, without, you know, having to suffer, you know, another increased cost in our business. And as well as that, we've met with all the groupings in the council, and today we just weren't able to come to an agreement. And while it's disappointing, we've one more day at it now on the 1st of December to agree. There's a budget difference of 1.7 million to be found. You know, so obviously if the increase in commercial rates at 5% isn't found, well, we're going to have to ensure that basically some services may have to be cut back, or maybe not. But there are a thing that Fine Gael brought in a number of years ago was the Rates Initiative, and we believe around the Rates Initiative, which is a scheme whereby there's a kickback to the business who pay their full rate charge within the 12-month calendar year. We feel that with expanding that there is a possibility. As I say, the Rates Initiative small grant scheme was something that we introduced it to about 4 years ago through a proposal from Fine Gael, and we're willing to look at other initiatives. A number that I spoke about today was, you know...
Yeah, one of those was vacant commercial property by the council that people could start little hubs, was it, or something like that?
Yeah, hot desk space, office space is where, you know, someone who has a cottage type business, it could be an IT online business, it could be it's office space basically, and they're becoming quite popular around the country. It's working in Guido, I believe, in Uterus. It's working to an extent in the Earn Enterprise site in Ballyshannon. It's also working at base in Stranoller. But there's lots of commercial premises that are vacant across the county.